And what we said last Sunday, you will recall, I hope and trust, that to be successful we need to hide the Word of God in our hearts. We need to know God and His Word, and also we need to yield our lives entirely to Him. That's been true success, because we are promised to inherit when we are trusting in the Lord, when we're keeping close to Him. We're going to inherit, friends. We are inheritors, and there's much to come. I just want to remind ourselves of the opening verses of Psalm 37, because Psalm 37 is very similar to Psalm 73, also Psalm 49. There's a contrast there. There's a contrast between those who are trusting in the Lord, those who are putting God first, and those who are ungodly. There's a huge contrast, and those who are trusting the Lord, they're going to not only have the blessing of God on their lives here below, but He has prepared something even greater for them. They will inherit. They will inherit the earth. Now, we know there's the covenant of promise for Israel, but for all people, in the millennium, and when the new Jerusalem, hallelujah, heaven comes down to earth, we are going to inherit. Glory to God. The ungodly, they will be no more. They will perish. And one of the psalmist's questions, particularly in Psalm 73, but in other places, is saying, look, we're the godly ones. We're seeking to follow You. We're seeking to be obedient. We know we fail, but we're trusting You, Lord. You are our God. You have chosen us. But the wicked and the evil seem to be getting away scot-free. Things are getting worse, and there's no comeuppance for them, it seems, whereas the godly are having many trials, tribulations and temptations. But then the psalmist reflected from God's perspective. He got close to God, he talked to God, and God says, well, vengeance does belong to Me. I am with you. The wicked, their days are numbered, but you who wait upon the Lord, you, the best is to come. And lo, I am with you even to the end of this age. Trust Me, trust My word, and all will go well with you. I am with you. So Psalm 37 opens with this. You see, friends, I hear sometimes, and I also think it myself, you know, people say, oh, what is this world coming to? And get really steamed up about some of the atrocities and depravity and all that. And it concerns us, it grieves us, it grieves God. And we pray, we intercede, and we try and share what is truth. We stand up for Jesus. But friends, sometimes I think that people think that Christians, that God's, we're already in the new millennium and something's gone terribly wrong. That God's abandoned, he's not powerful enough, that we're in the new millennium and these things are happening and they shouldn't have happened. But God has told us these things will happen in this present life, in this present dispensation. But believer, look up. The day's coming when it will be perfect peace. When the enemy will have been, the spoils of Christ's victory will be in evidence for all to see, because His chains are holding Him down. The chains that the Lord has placed on Him. Nowhere for Him to roam, nowhere for Him to move, except in the bottomless pit. Hallelujah. So friends, in this life, we're going to have many sadnesses, disappointments and heartaches. But be of good cheer. Jesus says, I have overcome the world. Your faith in Me overcomes. The world's getting worse, but God hasn't abandoned. He's still sovereign. If these things were happening in the new millennium, well, friends, we would have cause to fear. But we haven't. We know who we belong to. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit
your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger, forsake wrath, do not fret. It only causes harm. Rest in the Lord. Do not fret. I have a New Testament passage now which we will read. If we're going to be successful, we need to hide God's word in our hearts. We need to have yielded our lives, our ambitions to him, our wills to him, renewing our mind in Christ, the Word, the Holy Spirit, and we need to know that he is with us. He's not abandoned us. Do not fret. Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, and let's hear the Lord speak to us through his words. Matthew 10 and verse 16. Reading verses 16 to verse 31. Jesus says, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils and scourge you in their synagogues. You will be brought before governors and kings for my sake, as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak, for it shall be given to you in that hour what you should speak. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. Now, brother will deliver up brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death." Folk is going to get worse even in the professing household of faith, okay? "And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But he who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in this city, flee to another, for assuredly I say to you, you will not have gone through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for a disciple that he be like his teacher, and a servant like his master. If they have called you the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they call those of his household? Therefore do not fear them. Fret not, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known. Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." In other words, fear the Lord. "Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows." God is with you. You who have put your trust in the Lord, those of you who have committed your way to the Lord, who have trusted him for salvation, and are now saying to the Lord, "Your way, not my way," God is with you. Now, friends, it isn't very popular to be a Christian. It ain't very popular, let's face it. It can get us into trouble. It can cause us to lose friends, but it also helps us to make new friends. Hallelujah. Those also who love the Lord, who will become disciples of the Lord Jesus. Now, not one who is truly devoted to the Lord Jesus Christ and has strong priorities
these dear people are going to get into hot water from time to time. If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ and this is the word which you trust, it's going to get you into trouble from time to time, because you've got views which are in accordance with Christ. You have clear opinions. Now, fear of others, how they may treat us, how they may react to our faith, can hold us back from time to time, can't it? I'm sure we can all, perhaps with some shamefacedness, think of times, perhaps even in this past few days, where some fear, we were intimidated and we didn't say something about the Lord that we should have done, or we didn't correct a situation when we should have done. We weren't bold. We allowed our light to be hidden. We kept quiet. The temptation is, isn't it, to go with the crowd rather than be faithful to God. Well, what I am thankful for, Jesus understands. He understands our frailties. In verse 28 of the chapter we just read, it says, "Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Now, what Jesus isn't saying, he isn't saying, "I want you to be terrified of God the Father. I want you to be terrified of him." He's not saying that. What he is saying to you who are believers in Jesus Christ, have a healthy respect for the Lord. He's all powerful, and those who turn their back on God, they are going to have an awful comeuppance. He can destroy body, soul, in hell forever. But those who wait upon the Lord, those who have a healthy respect, an awe of Almighty God, he's your Father and he cares. He cares. So Jesus isn't saying that believer, Christian, you have to be terrified of Father God. He is emphasizing for those who do fear the Lord that it is pointless to be intimidated by other people. Turn in the Old Testament to Isaiah in chapter 8 and 3 verses here. Isaiah chapter 8, and keep bearing in mind the Psalm 37 which we opened with. Psalm 8 and verse 12, or verse 11, page 611. "For the Lord spoke thus to me with a strong hand, and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, do not say a conspiracy concerning all that this people call a conspiracy, nor be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. The Lord of hosts, him you shall hallow, let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. He will be as a sanctuary, but as a stone of stumbling, and to a rock of offence to both the houses of Israel, and a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem." He will be to you as a sanctuary, as a dwelling place. Don't fear. Don't be intimidated. And a little later on, the prophet Isaiah says this in Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah 55 and verse 12. He says this. No, it's not 55, it's 51. Isaiah 51 and verse 12. "I, even I, am he who comforts you. Who are you that you should be afraid of a man who will die, and of the Son of Man who will be made like wrath. Have you been bullied? Have you been bullied for your faith? Have you been intimidated by people who are bigger than you, who are picking on you? Verse 13, and you forget the Lord your Maker, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. You have feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor when he is prepared to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor? The captive exile hastens that he may be loose, that he should not die in the pit, and that his bread should not fail. But I am the Lord your God, who divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. The Lord of hosts is with you. We are to have a healthy respect for God, because we don't want to make God our enemy, do we? For years he was our enemy. All the time Satan was our father, God was our enemy. But when we abandon the walk of the flesh, as it were, surrendered to God, confessed our sin, trusted in Christ as our Saviour, then we were forgiven and made whole. Christ has indwelt us. We now have a new Father. We did not choose him, but he chose us. Jesus says to us, I have made you my friend. Listen, I have made you my friend. I care about you. Think for a moment. You may have been bullied at school. You may have been picked on. The boxer Lennox Lewis comes alongside you. Okay? He comes alongside you. He says, don't worry, Freddy. Don't worry, mate. I'm going to hang around you. It's going to be okay. Look how big, look how strong I am. Look, no, I don't let anyone intimidate me. I'll be your friend. I'll hang around with you. And you'll reply, thanks, Lennox. I really appreciate that. But what about when you're not around and the bullies come along? When my neighbours create hell for me, what's going to happen then? Lennox replies, I'm going to be all over you like a bad rash. I'm not going to leave your side. I will always be there to protect you, to defend you. You're not going to be on your own. So from that day onward, you don't care now. You've got relief. You're no longer fretting. Someone stronger than you is your mate. That is what Jesus is saying to his friends. That is what Jesus is promising to you. And in fact, he's saying, Lennox would let you down because he's still human, but I am faithful than any other friend. My love is strong. I'm not going to leave you. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. This is what Jesus is saying. This is a true story. Many years ago, you can read about it in church history. A Christian was arrested. He was brought before the fierce Roman emperor, and this Christian was told, you've got to abandon your faith, you've got to give up your faith. If you care about your life, you have to give up your faith. He says, give up, the emperor said to this Christian, give up Christ or I'll banish you. The Christian replied, you cannot banish me from Christ, because Christ has told me I will never leave you nor forsake you. Okay, the emperor said, I will confiscate all your property. I'll take it all away from you. You will have nothing. The Christian replied, "My treasures are laid up in heaven, and you can't get at them." This wound the emperor up even more. So he says, "Okay, mate, he didn't call him mate. Okay, I will kill you. I'll kill you." And the Christian says, "No." He says, "I'm already dead to the world in Christ. My life is already hid in Christ. I'm his. I'm always his." With that, the emperor turned to the other members of the court and said in disgust, "What can we do with such a fanatic?" Friends, the world, Jesus himself, is calling out for more fanatics like that. He says, "I will be with you. Dare to step out for Jesus. Dare to put me first. Don't compromise. Don't go with the way of the ungodly. Their end is coming. The earth, the people will remember them no more. You who go the way of the godly, you who have committed your way to the Lord Jesus Christ, withstood the pressures, knowing that God is with you. He who cares about the sparrow cares about you. He will provide for you, and they will never be able to destroy your soul." Hallelujah. I reckon, friends, we need to be more fanatical for Jesus. Really, I do. Jesus wants us to know that we're going to have trials and troubles, disappointments, intimidations. We're going to have much to endure. There will be plenty of opportunities for us to weaken our resolve to compromise. We will have opportunities to become friends with the world again. But Jesus is saying, "I don't want that to happen to you. I don't want that to happen to you." And he's saying, "You have nothing to fear, not only from enemies, you have nothing to fear also from the hardships, the challenges, the disappointments of this life." Because he is reminding us even again, and may we receive his word, that he is still concerned about the smallest and the biggest detail of our lives. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. Sparrows were delicacies. They are still in some countries. They were sold to be eaten. They were commerce. They were cheap. They weren't thought of as too expensive. An eagle would have been worth a lot more than a sparrow. But nevertheless, God says, sparrows may be insignificant, but I see them. And if I am concerned about the sparrow, don't you think I'm concerned about you? And I'm willing for you to win and to succeed. Whatever is going on in your life around you, don't fret. I am with you. How much more the Lord is concerned about those spiritual matters that are of far greater consequence. You know, our Lord has a unique love for his own. A unique love. We love him because he first loved us. In conclusion, I've already read from two passages from Isaiah. One more. Isaiah 49. You know these words. Zion was saying, "Look, we've been disobedient, and now we're surrounded by enemies. The Lord's forsaken us. The Lord must have forgotten about us. This is God's reply. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you in the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. I thank God this morning that God cares for what we care about, and that's why we do not have to fear. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that each one of us will truly put you first. Help us even this week to make good choices. Where we've been wavering, Lord, where perhaps we've been intimidated, where we've allowed the enemy to get at us, help us to now submit to you, to your word, and resist the evil one. Please, Lord. Help us to remember that you care about the sparrow. You care about us. You are for us, so who can be against us? Any, Lord, who are walking through a particular battle, fear of man, perhaps have been intimidated, bullied, have allowed pressure to get to them, I pray, O God, that they will take comfort from your word and receive the strength, the power that you want to give them. Because, Lord, we know that we have to respond to you. We are not robots in your hands. You are the potter, we are the clay, but we've got to be willing to truly trust you and then see what you will do. Any, Lord, whose resolve has been weakened, I pray today they will get fire in their belly, the fire of the Holy Spirit, to encourage them not to waver, not to compromise, not to weaken their resolve, but to go full on for Jesus. Help each one of us to be fanatical for you, O Lord God, whatever the smirks of our peers. May we go for you, knowing, Lord, that if we don't endure to the end, there's a fearsome outcome, but those who endure will be saved. And you are with us, you are for us, that we complete the race. Thank you, O God, for the witnesses around us who have already made it, who are encouraging us to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, that we will win. Lord, I know that it's fairly easy for a dead fish to swim downstream, but it takes a living fish to swim upstream. May we be alive in you, go against, as it were, the tide, and follow you and see what you will do. Strengthen our hands today, our young people, middle-aged, elderly. May we see the goodness of the Lord go. Encourage the downcast, O God. Give hope, we pray. And may your word be a powerful witness to us even during this week. Amen.